The Dalhousie Student Union completed part two of its annual general meeting on April 1st. Although the meeting lasted 5 hours, the assembly of over 600 students had the chance to vote on only one item from the agenda, relating to the funding of Nova Scotia Public Interest Research Group, NSPIRG. NSPIRG has been under intense scrutiny and pressure for the last 3 weeks, since part one of the DSU AGM on March 11th, when a student brought forth a contentious motion to the student body, which could see NSPIRG kicked out of their office, their payroll withheld, and their student funding put to a referendum question. The motion put forward by student Daniel Pink was re-presented on April 1st.
Whereas the conduct of NSPIRG at recent events, such as the job fairs held at Career Services and the Student Union Building over the last year, have been excessively disruptive, and whereas NSPIRG has not adequately communicated the opt-out period for students to come in person to collect the $4 student levy that is rightfully theirs if they wish to opt out of NSPIRG membership, and whereas members of NSPIRG have submitted additions to the agenda of the general meeting of the union on March 11, 2009, that called for the union to act irresponsibly by failing to meet its contractual obligations, be it resolved that NSPIRG shall be served 90-day written notice to vacate the sub, given to them in writing by the Vice President, Finance and Operations. This shall be delivered within 48 hours of the conclusion of this AGM. Be it further resolved that the administrative payroll services that the DSU currently provides to NSPIRG be terminated as of May 1st, 2009. Be it further resolved that Council accept this motion as a proposal for a referendum to determine whether the membership supports or does not support DALPIRG, as it is now known, continuing to receive a student levy, thereby confirming or rescinding motion 16690 PIRG referendum dated March 4th, 1990.
Since March 11th, the Stop NSPIRG campaign and NSPIRG both have been mobilizing and rallying support, one for the motion and the other against it. During these weeks, Stop NSPIRG circulated a petition, sold t-shirts, and hosted a blog that criticized NSPIRG action and ideologies. NSPIRG organized a press conference 2 days before the AGM with guest Megan Leslie, Halifax MP. Here is Elle Jones, poet, King's College faculty, and Dalhousie student, speaking at the press conference.
As a faculty member of King's, a graduate student at Dalhousie, and a woman of color, I would like to express to DSU the ways in which, for people of color, the idea of a hermetically sealed university environment reflects ideas of power and privilege that those of us who represent so-called minority communities do not have the luxury of experiencing. For students of color who attend Dalhousie, we do not have the privilege of becoming solely Dalhousie students concerned only with matters that take place on campus. We bring our communities and identities onto this campus with us, and the discrimination and racism we face on this campus throughout our education further brings these identities home to us. Issues of social justice locally and globally are not merely extracurricular activities for us, but affect our lives in very real ways when we leave this campus. Perhaps the DSU cannot understand why activism around poverty might be crucial to people who look like me, who are more likely to come from economically oppressed communities, and whose access to education so that there can be more people on campus who look like me and not like the majority of DSU is compromised. The garbage dumped on a community like Lincolnville is being dumped on people who look like me, and perhaps not like the DSU. The prison food served by Sodexo is disproportionately likely to be served to people who look like me in prison, the young men from my community, than it is to people who perhaps look like the DSU. The weapons produced by Lockheed Martin are designed for conflict in countries populated by people who look like me, and not people who look like the DSU. The speakers funded by NSPIRG, the protests supported by NSPIRG, the questions they raise and the presence they give the university and the community I live in all give a voice to people who look like me and speak to issues that affect my place on campus and in this world, while the activities planned by the DSU often do not. I am not criticizing the DSU for raising questions about the role of political debate on campus. In fact, I think this is a very important discussion for us to have on both sides of the political spectrum. Free speech is particularly crucial for outspoken people who look like me, and so I support all forms of political discussion, protest, and expression, including that expressed by the DSU.
The controversial NSPIRG motion was amended at the April 1st AGM. NSPIRG board member Jean Steinberg proposed the amendment, and it was seconded by DSU Vice President Internal Daniel Boyle.
So I guess I'd like to start out that all the whereas clauses need to be struck because they're inflammatory. Then the be it resolved clause is also struck because that doesn't apply. Same with the payroll. Essentially, how that would work is that we would just have to, as the board, cut checks to the payroll. So really, essentially, all I'm leaving is that we would go to a referendum, but I'd like to strike how that's being said. The be it resolved motion would then explain that the DSU and NSPIRG would move forward in a productive way to discuss a referendum question and the timeline of how to find a resolution for the motion that was put forward.
The be it resolved clause to remove Ennisburg from the building is a cripple to the organization that would take effect within 30 days of passing this motion. 90. The second part would take Ennisburg off the payroll. It would be an inconvenience, but not a cripple. But one way or the other, it may as well be removed in my mind if the ultimate objective of all parties concerned, as has come to light over discussions in the last few days, as Jean mentioned, between myself, councillors, Ennisburg board members, members from all stripes that are represented in the room. The objective is to move towards a referendum. Right now, we already have an issue in this room with students not being able to vote, not being able to attend due to work terms, due to other commitments, due to fire capacity. This issue is not one that I feel the AGM is the appropriate forum to discuss and to hinder the organization without the complete buy-in of the student body towards the ultimate end. Further, I just want to note that I think the issues brought this motion to the fore have been lost in ideological discussion. The issues are about the accountability and student say and buy-in to the organization itself. Whether or not you agree with the political ideology, those are the issues at hand. Those have been lost over the course of time. If we move towards a referendum and we can agree to that, to put it to every voting member of the Dalhousie Student Union, we'll have a registered yes side, a registered no side. We won't have umpteen groups on either side spreading misinformation or information. It's hard to tell at this point what's right and what's wrong. We'll be able to have a moderator in the form of a CRO, and all groups will work constructively to the solution and be bound by the results asked of students and provided by students.
Student Colin Conrad spoke on behalf of the Stop NSPIRG group.
I've been an adamant supporter of Stop NSPIRG since pretty much day one, and have over time gained a reputation as a moderate. Now, what do I mean when I say that? It's because, mostly on account of the fact that I've been open to discourse with NSPIRG, and I've been willing to accept statements from NSPIRG as long as they've been willing to give them. A lot of the time, they haven't, and I must admit, both sides have received their fair share of smearing over the course of time. Stop NSPIRG has been accused of being a conservative plot, of which is ridiculous. We are a grassroots organization. That being said, I actually support this motion very strongly. This is mostly because this is within the spirit of Stop NSPIRG, in the sense that since day one, we've had three big problems that we want addressed. The first, of course, being the idea of the opt-out. If NSPIRG is willing to discuss this in open discourse, we are welcome to such things. The second, of course, is going to be the idea of more transparency. I had notes here before. But the second big thing is going to be NSPIRG's work groups that have gone in turn in a way that I feel that has insulted other Dalhousie student events, mostly being the Dalhousie run or the student union run job fair. The third big thing that we wanted to talk about was the amount of money that have been received thus far by members who are not students themselves, and how much in line NSPIRG has been with their original movement and their original referendum question. These things will all be addressed by a referendum. These things will all be addressed if all students are concerned and addressed in the actual creation of the referendum terms. And all of these things will be addressed if Ennis Perg really is open to discourse about them, and I do believe that. As such, I and other members of Stop Ennis Perg would be willing to support this motion as long as Ennis Perg really does stand strong on trying to adjust these things in which they are flawed.
Sebastian LaBelle, a member of Students Mobilizing for Action on Campus, spoke in defense of Ennis Perg.
There's a point in the motion that's false, and I think that should be addressed. Ennis Perg did not present the motions at the last AGM. They were brought forth by Students Mobilizing for Action on Campus, SMAC, which is a different organization. I'd like to bring attention, I'd like to raise attention towards the fact that a lot of people here that will be making a decision on a vote on this motion are basing their decision on misinformation, information that they have read off the Stop Ennis Perg website, and the arguments presented off that website contains false information, misinformation, slander, and libel. First, and I quote, Ennis Perg funds SCA. For those who don't know, SCA is the Student Coalition Against War. So Ennis Perg funds SCA, who prevented Dow students and students from other universities to enter the recent career fair, among other things. Well, SCA did not end quote. SCA did not prevent any student from entering the career fair. Video evidence posted on Stop Ennis Perg's own website proves that those prevented from entering were in fact the protesters themselves. The Gazette's news story written by Tim Mitchell says this, quote, "Police and security guards lined the entrance of the building to prevent protesters from entering. Security personnel were checking bags and identifying student IDs, and a mandatory coat check was in place," end quote. Some SCA members had distributed leaflets inside and unfurled a banner in contravention of the rules of the fair, that's true, for they did not pay to reserve a table for which to distribute their information. Christine Frigault, an organizer of the career fair and the coordinator of the Career Planning Center at Mount St. Vincent, said about these students that, quote, "They were escorted outside the building to continue their protests so as to not interfere with other students' opportunity to meet with exhibitors or disrupt the event in any other way," end quote. So even those inside did not prevent any students from entering the career fair or missing career opportunities. Even Michael Barton, manager of communications and public affairs for Lockheed Martin, said he, quote, "respects the protesters' rights to demonstrate peacefully and lawfully," end quote. So even Lockheed Martin didn't have a problem with it.
Following the discussion, the motion was voted on. The vote was done by paper ballot and took about 2 hours. Most students left the room after voting, when at 11:30 the results were announced.
With total ballots cast of 458, the yes side with 214 and the no with 237, with 7 abstention, the motion fails.
The victory seemed to be in Ennis Perg's favor, as now they are not mandated by the AGM to go to referendum next year. However, this doesn't prevent the DSU Council from passing a similar motion in a council meeting. As of April 8th, a council motion to send Ennis Perg to a referendum for their levy is set to be voted on at a subsequent DSU Council meeting on April 22nd at 6:30 p.m. in the council chamber of the Dalhousie Student Union Building. Until then, this is the CKDU News Collective reporting for Operation Wake Up.